Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of emotions, especially those pesky ones that pop up when we least expect them. You know, the ones that leave us feeling like a runaway roller coaster. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating and sometimes frustrating realm of emotional triggers. Ever felt like someone casually mentions your ex, and suddenly you're transported back to that messy breakup drama? Or maybe a specific sound or smell can send you spiraling down a rabbit hole of anxiety? Yeah, those are emotional triggers in action. And let me tell you, they're common as heck. We all have them. But the good news is, understanding these triggers and learning how to manage them is like unlocking a secret superpower. You become the captain of your own emotional ship, steering clear of stormy seas and sailing towards calm, collected waters. So, what exactly are emotional triggers? Think of them as sensitive buttons on your emotional control panel. They are often tied to past experiences, beliefs, or even physical sensations that can instantly spark a strong, sometimes overwhelming, emotional response. It's like hitting a play button on a recorded memory and feeling all those associated emotions again, whether they are joy, anger, sadness, or fear. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you decode your emotional triggers and become the master of your emotional world. 1. Self-awareness is your BFF. The first step in conquering your triggers. Knowing what sets them off. Start paying attention to your body, those subtle shifts, the tightening in your chest, or even a change in your breathing pattern. It's like tuning into your inner GPS that's guiding you towards understanding what specific situations, people, or thoughts trigger those intense feelings. 2. Don't judge your reactions. Listen, feeling triggered isn't some cosmic failure. It's a completely normal human response. We've all got these buttons, and sometimes they get pushed. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling overwhelmed, be kind to yourself. Acknowledge the trigger and allow yourself to feel the emotion without judgment. 3. Reframe your thoughts. Think of your mind like a powerful computer. It's constantly processing information and forming beliefs about the world. Emotional triggers often hijack this process, leading to automatic negative thoughts. I can't handle this. This is going to be disastrous. Or even everyone is against me. Try reframing these thoughts with more positive and empowering ones. For example, instead of I'm going to fail, try I'm going to give it my best shot. And that's all that matters. 4. Practice self-care. You know, those things you always put on the back burner, like taking a relaxing bath, getting enough sleep, or hitting the gym. Well, guess what? They're not just luxuries, they're essential for managing your emotional well-being. When you prioritize self-care, you're building up your resilience and equipping yourself to handle those triggers with more grace. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Remember that amazing support system of friends, family, or even a therapist? Talk to them about what you're going through. Sharing your feelings can help process them in a healthier way and provide valuable insights you might not see on your own. Now let me paint you a picture with a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people you barely know, and suddenly someone brings up your ex who is known for being quite the drama queen or king. Your heart starts racing, you get that tightness in your chest, and you're instantly transported back to all those old arguments and heartbreak. But hold on. Remember our key takeaways. You become aware of the trigger mentioning your ex, acknowledge the feeling, anxiety, maybe even a touch of anger, and consciously choose not to let it take over. Instead, you reframe the thought, I'm happy with where I am now, and this conversation doesn't define me. You breathe deeply, engage in another conversation, and focus on enjoying the party. By understanding your triggers, practicing self-awareness, and utilizing these strategies, you can navigate those emotional storms with more confidence and grace. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. So, my amazing listeners, what are your biggest emotional triggers? Let me know in the comments below. Sharing is caring, after all. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more daily doses of self-love and empowerment. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.